and fun.
If he's not ready, don't throw him out there.
Wake the kids and phone the neighbors.
He's the suit and the voice of NASCAR in the Music City, Chase McCabe.
The most famous words in motorsports.
He's a three-time Emmy Award winner and Nashville's media darling, Big Joe Dubin.
Two words I hate more than anything else, mental reps.
This is the Chase and Big Joe Show.
Well, Lottie freaking God!
Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Release the hounds.
Your sports live here on 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. On this Thursday, we're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Bar Lines. Tomorrow, we're going to be down close to Vandy over at,
Party Foul.
Party Foul, thank you. There's so much in my head that sometimes things just get pushed out.
It happens, man.
Yes, we'll be at Party Foul tomorrow. It's game day is in town, ESPN moving everything in. And I don't have a – we're going to have reporter Harry Lyles on with us during the show at, I believe, 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Ooh, I loved him with One Direction.
But I knew you were going to say that. But during the afternoon show tomorrow, don't have a time confirmed yet. 3:30 to 4, thereabouts, and it's perfect because you have a Michigan State Spartan,
yep,
and Derek Mason. The Heisman Trophy winner, Desmond Howard, will join DVD. So
nice.
Michigan, Michigan State, and that's this weekend, so that should be a lot of fun. Is that tomorrow night? Or is it Saturday?
Saturday, the game?
Yeah.
Michigan, Michigan State?
It is, yeah. It's
Saturday.
It's Saturday night.
Yeah.
On NBC.
On embassy.
Michigan, a 14.5 point favorite on the road. I would take Michigan State in that one, to be honest with you.
Michigan State's terrible.
Yeah. That's they're 3-4.
Bad team.
I don't think Michigan's that good, though, even though they're ranked.
Well, I mean.
So, I don't know. But that should be fun to have Dez on with them with game day in town. So, looking forward. I told ESPN when they asked, I said, you know you're going to have a Wolverine and a Spartan on the same show. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, right? That's perfect. Two very good receivers and two very good return specialists in the National Football League.
Turn that mic up again.
Oh, is it doing it again?
Dr. Crane doesn't like that.
Dr. Crane came down and tried to stop me.
I will.
He knows he can't. No, you can't do that. You know, lost in all this is, you know, and I get, you know, Vanderbilt, Missouri talk and everything, but Tennessee's got to go up to Kentucky this weekend, and everybody's like, oh, that's Kentucky, no big deal. Look, Kentucky would like nothing more to win one game this year and to beat Tennessee.
Yeah.
And if Tennessee loses
Tennessee's season.
Exactly. If they win, if they beat Tennessee, playoff talk is over. You ain't getting in at 9-3. I'm sorry, you're not.
Here are some of the big games this weekend. The big noon kickoff. Joe, I know you're excited about this. A historic Big Ten matchup in Bloomington when UCLA comes to town to take on the Hoosiers.
Ooh. Nico rolling into town with that. That'll be fun to watch.
The number two ranked Indiana Hoosiers.
Never thought you'd – our friend George, who listens to the show all the time, has told me all year how good this Indiana team is, and I laughed at him. But you're right,
they're pretty legit.
Number two. Boy, can you imagine Nico comes in there and beats them? Because UCLA's riding high right now. They're feeling good about themselves.
Syracuse goes to Atlanta to take on Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech is rolling
down at Bobby Dodd Stadium.
Brent Pry has been mentioned for that Florida job a lot.
Yeah, oh, I could see it. The 11 o'clock game on ABC down in Norman, Ole Miss and Oklahoma. I'm excited about this game. That's going to be a good game.
Oklahoma went on the road and beat South Carolina, which was good for them after the way they lost to Texas. This is a big game. It's also a big game.
Ole Miss should have beaten Georgia, too.
For Mr. Kiffin.
Yeah. I was so mad about that, watching that, maybe mainly because I had a bet on it. But, like, they should have won that game.
Well, up by 14, right?
They just peed it away.
They did. They absolutely did.
Virginia at 6-1, a quiet 6-1, but at 6-1, head to Chapel Hill to take on the Bill Belichickian North Carolina Tar Heels.
What's their record?
They're 2-4.
2-4. I mean, that's the fact we're not talking about him anymore is great because it's still a sinking ship in Chapel Hill.
This one is an interesting one down at the Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium in Memphis. South Florida will take on the now unranked Tigers after losing last week.
That what's the spread in that game? I'm curious.
USF by 5.5.
Ooh, boy, I think Memphis could come out being really – there's Memphis should have not have lost to UAB
no,
at all.
I will take that 5.5 all day long.
Yeah, I think Memphis is good for this game because now they've woken up, and then they could derail South Florida's season, then trying to get me the group of five school into the playoffs.
2:30 on ABC at Williams-Brice Stadium in Columbia, South Carolina. It's Alabama against the Gamecocks.
Alabama's keep the pedal to the metal. South Carolina's reeling. I mean, they're really far, falling far. So just keep it going.
You got BYU taking on Iowa State. Your favorite, Illinois at Washington.
I'm trying to
2:30 games.
What's Illinois' record?
5-2. Both teams are 5-2.
Okay.
And then in BYU's 7-0. Iowa State's 5-2.
Oh, that'd be a good game.
So we got some good ones there. 3 o'clock on ESPNU, Oklahoma State at 1-6 and Texas Tech at 6-1.
What's the spread on that game?
Texas Tech by 37.5.
Oh my lord! I never thought you'd see a Big 12 line that large, but here we are.
And then ESPN2 at 3 o'clock. I think this could be a sneaky good game, too. At Nippert Stadium in Cincinnati, Ohio, Baylor at the Bearcats.
What is Cincinnati's record?
They are 6-1, 4-0 in the Big 12, and a 3.5-point favorite at home against the Bears.
Somebody's saving his job up there in Cincinnati, the former.
Somebody might be making a case for another job.
Louisville.
Well, he was, yeah, I mean.
An Appy State coach. That's where he was before.
Yeah.
Speaking of
Louisville. I mean, Jeff Brom's name's being mentioned for some of these,
true.
Like Penn State.
He's won everywhere he's been. He won at Western. He won at Purdue. He's won at Louisville. His name should be mentioned.
Yeah, he's a good coach. SEC Network at 3:15, Dr. Crane. The Bulldogs of Mississippi State down at Davis Wade Stadium in Starkville, Mississippi, hosts the Longhorns of Texas. Texas comes in as a 7.5-point favorite on the road.
I like it a lot. I think this Mississippi State team is a team that should be, and again, biased here, possibly undefeated. They should have taken care of business against Tennessee. They should have taken care of business against Florida, but they didn't. I get all that. But, I mean, even
– still got the coach fired.
Yeah. Even Gene Chizik said on SEC Network, I think it was a couple days ago, that this is – no disrespect to Texas, but this is a Mississippi State team that is really good to the point where they could upset Texas this weekend. And I think it's possible – primarily because the defense is light years ahead of where they were last year. And I just think Blake Shapen needs to understand, run the ball. When you have the chance to kick a field goal to win, just run the ball. Don't pass it.
So that one will be at 3:15 on the SEC Network. The night games in the top 25 at 6 o'clock on FS1. Oregon hosts Wisconsin. Oregon at 6-1, 3-1 of the Big Ten. They are a 31.5-point favorite against the Badgers, as I think Luke Fickell is just holding on and probably will be looking for a job soon.
You skipped over. I didn't know the other 2:30 game.
Which one?
On ESPN.
I just have top 25, so which one is it?
That'd be Missouri Vanderbilt.
Oh, yeah. It's at the top. Sorry.
Why did I think that was a night game?
No, 2:30, Missouri Vanderbilt. Vandy, a 2.5-point favorite at home. Both teams at 6-1 and 2-1 in the SEC. First Bank Stadium in Nashville.
Guess what the lowest ticket price is for tomorrow's Missouri Vanderbilt game?
$200.
$254, according to ESPN.com. That's when you know you got a hot property, because you look over at NC State at Pitt, tickets as low as $10. Get whatever you want. About to sit at 50-yard line? Sure, no problem. There you go.
6 o'clock on ESPN. Miami coming off a loss, 5-1 now. They're a 29.5-point favorite at home at Hard Rock Stadium against Stanford.
Yeah, that's gonna be a no-brainer.
That's gonna be
right
a pissed off Miami team that's just ready to lay the smack down. 6:30 on ABC down at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge, Texas A&M and LSU. This should be a heck of a game. A&M, a 2.5-point favorite on the road.
If Brian Kelly wants to keep his job,
he's got
to
win this.
Must beat Marcel Reed and A&M, who were playing really good. They went on the road. They won in Notre Dame in a hostile environment. Baton Rouge, though, is a different level. And if LSU can put it together and beat A&M, boy, that would go huge. That'd be huge for Brian Kelly.
Do you think that I do think if LSU loses this game and falls to 5-3, that's when the fan base is going to get restless and say, all right, it's time.
Well,
but then what do you – but, like, here's the question I'm going to ask. I don't like Brian Kelly. Like, I am probably – I'm one of those people that will tell you I can't stand Brian Kelly.
Okay.
What in your mind is better? Because anytime you're going to say you're going to make these moves, you got to know what's better out there. Is James Franklin better?
I think there's a coach about, what's that, 2 hours to the west?
Tulane.
Of the east, yep. I think John Summerall is a hell of a coach.
And he's going to be like
– hell of a coach.
He's a Kentucky guy, right?
That's where he came from, went to Tulane. So, yeah.
So
but
he
you
could
– give him Kentucky, LSU.
Right,
you know where you're
take
going.
LSU, yeah. So, no, look, but again – you know, you won a national championship with Ed Orgeron. I mean, granted, you had Brady, Joe Brady and Joe Burrow. But
yeah, right.
Ja'Marr Chase, but like he still was the head coach.
Right.
You won a national championship with Les Miles. I mean,
and Saban. So, what are you advocating?
And Saban.
For?
I'm just saying, like, you got to make sure if you're going to make the move that.
Yeah.
You're gonna upgrade because like I don't like Brian Kelly, but I mean Brian Kelly's been around for a long time for a reason.
He has. And he's,
do they fire? Do they finally hire Jimbo?
They could. I mean, he's been there in every best coordinator for so long.
Like anytime that job's open, Jimbo's name was mentioned for it.
No,
so, like,
it'd be great if they did though. But I think Franklin would be ideal at LSU or Florida. I think Florida's more of his. Place where
Florida.
You'd like to land.
I'm staying on that he's going to be the next Florida coach.
But look at Elko at A&M. I mean, he was a good defensive coordinator, went to Duke and turned that program around in 1 year and goes back. So there are a lot of good coaches out there. Just got to find the right fit for your program. I think Summerall is a right fit for LSU. Would be a great coach there. Much of the chagrin of Kentucky fans who'd like to have him there as well. But I think that'd be a good hire. But Jimmy Frank down at Gainesville, I mean, just go down there and sell his – whatever, his hijinks to Florida folks.
It would work down there, though. It would work.
He won a lot of games at Penn State.
He did. He won a lot of games at Vanderbilt. Like
all that stuff. So,
you just have to know what he is.
But you got to go in if you want a guy to go in and get. Now, the X factor in all this, Chase McCabe, one coach is the X factor in all this. Do you know who it is?
No.
Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Okay. So Lane is the guy, like, all right, just go to Florida, would like LSU. I think, hear me out. Ole Miss, if he goes to Florida, is a lateral job to where he's got Ole Miss right now.
I think I would agree with that.
LSU, it's almost lateral, I think it is.
It's a front porch step up.
Yes.
Like, if you have a front porch that has one step, that's kind of what I think it is.
I agree. But he has built something down there. You know, I'm not a big Lane Kiffin fan because he hasn't won.
I would never leave Oxford if I was him.
Exactly. He's got it made. The fan base loves him, and they're competitive, and everything else that goes on right now, he's a guy.
Here's the deal, and we'll continue talking about games coming up next. I'm gonna make my point when we come back. Because I think I have a good point on him. 615-737-1025. We'll continue the college football talk coming up next live from the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Who do you think is the best fit for UF going forward?
Lane Kiffin. I think they the fan base gets it. I think the administration now gets it. He's the right fit. He's the kind of spiritual successor to Steve Spurrier, which is something that they're looking for. But it's interesting because when I talk to fans, they're like, well, it's Lane or bust. And I'm like, it's not Lane or bust. They're people who can succeed at Florida. Like, I think Eli Drinkwitz would succeed at Florida.
But
I think Jeff Brom
would
succeed at Florida.
I kind of understand some of the Eli anxiety.
I don't. Let's get into this.
Because he looks and acts so much like Dan Mullen.
Yeah, but he recruits a lot harder than Dan
Mullen. He does.
I mean, hasn't Eli signed the number one receiver in the country, and he signed the number one D lineman in the country? Now, that guy plays in Nebraska now.
He also jumped into another man's arms and wrapped his legs around him when Williams-Wanary sign, yeah. And he is now with Nebraska.
Yeah.
That's a Josh Newberg with Rivals on Three talking about Eli Drinkwitz is another name that I think you need to look out for. Now, again, I put him in the same category as Lane Kiffin. I would never leave Missouri.
I think he's doing great in Missouri. Yeah, I think he's got a home in Missouri. I think there's no pressure on him in Missouri, and that's great. But that Florida job, that's
Yeah, I get it. But here's my point on Kiffin. He could stay at Oxford, and you're right in saying he's never won anything, but I think if he stays there, he could luck around at some point and sign like the quarterback of all quarterbacks, just because he's Lane Kiffin and he's been there.
Yeah,
and they could luck up and win something.
He had the
I think if he stayed there long enough, I'm not necessarily saying a national championship, but a playoff appearance, an SEC title. I could totally see it if he just stayed there.
Well, they had the highest NIL payroll last year in 24, and he got nothing out of those guys. And so, look, he fired by the Raiders. Al Davis hated him. He bailed on Tennessee. He got fired on the tarmac at USC. Yeah, he got one to the Saban Rehabilitation Clinic and did well. Went to FAU and had something working there. I get it. Went to Ole Miss. But, again, I mean, with the hype comes a lot of stuff with them. And with that is not winning. But if you're at
Ole
Miss.
Well, not winning at all. I mean, like, he's a bowl game guy every year.
But is that what you want? You want a bowl game guy?
I mean, I think any school is going to tell you, yeah, we want to win the national championship. But you know that only one school can do that every year.
I know,
but you are consistently going to top-tier bowl games year in and year out, then –
So you're settling for below
what
you want
to get.
I'm not
settling, but I'm saying you would sign up for that knowing that you're going to be in the mix every year.
I'm signing up for a coach who tells me he can give me the national championship game and works his ass off to get there. I think Kiffin is complacent with where he is. I think it is.
So do you think if he left and went to Florida or LSU that he could win a national championship with them?
I think it would be a lot easier at Florida or LSU to do that. But are you happy?
Yeah.
I tell you all the time. I mean, I ask people all the time, are you happy? You know, well, I don't, but you're not happy. Are you happy? Yeah, hell yeah,
I'm happy. He seems happy. Like,
exactly.
He seems very happy where he's at.
Then put everything there at Ole Miss, and I think you can win a national championship. If you're spending money, and look, you've been to Ole Miss's campus. Right?
Yes, I have. It's not a bad spot.
Right. So there's a selling point.
For many reasons, it's not a bad spot.
For a lot of 17 to 21-year-old young men, that's a great place to go. And look, and they've embraced him. They're winning games. They're adding on to the stadium down there. And he has won some big games. But he needs to be able to take it to the next level. And I think he can do that a lot easier at Florida or LSU. But, again, are you happy? If you're happy at Ole Miss and you think you could make it work, stay at Ole Miss.
I'm fascinated by this coaching carousel that's going to be coming because there's going to be a lot of movement. 6:30 on NBC, Michigan State, Michigan a 14.5 point favorite in East Lansing, and then 6:45 on the SEC Network, the Volunteers of Tennessee are at Kroger Field in Lexington to take on Kentucky. Vols an 8.5 point favorite.
That's a big game. I mean, it's a big game for Tennessee. You need to go up there and pound them and win by 20 points or more and get your name back on the national radar because right now you're not there.
Yeah.
So, again, Kentucky would love to beat Tennessee. It would make their season. I think Tennessee should handle them pretty easy and then just keep winning your games. Tennessee wins the rest of their games. I think they have a good shot at getting to the playoff. That means they'll go 10-2. They'll knock off a Florida team. They'll knock off a Vanderbilt team. They're still going to play Oklahoma. Yeah. So there's some tough games that you could win that put you back in the spotlight.
7 o'clock on ESPN2, a sneaky good game out west. Houston takes on Arizona State. Houston at 6-1, Arizona State at 5-2. ASU is a 7.5 point favorite at home at Mountain America Stadium in Tempe.
That guy, Dillingham, the head coach of Arizona State, is getting a lot of chatter about coming to this side of the Mississippi and being a coach. And one way to do that is to beat Houston tomorrow night and keep going. But I think he's a great coach. What he did with Cam Scataboo at Arizona State and putting them back on the The national landscape is great. I think he's a really good head coach, and somebody on this side is going to call him up and bring him over.
Some other games in the SEC. Auburn is down in at Arkansas in Fayetteville to take on the Razorbacks at 11:45. I mean, Hugh Freeze has got to win.
Well, that's the thing. Neither school's won an SEC game in, I think, nearly a year.
Yeah.
So something's got to give tomorrow. And Auburn, I mean, God bless them.
That is the only SEC game without a ranked team.
Oh, wow. That Auburn game in Oklahoma with the blown call was really tough. Whatever happened last week versus Georgia and Kirby and the timeout and the fumble at the goal line where the referee's been suspended indefinitely in that game. They could have beat Missouri. I mean, Auburn very easily could be, 6-1 right now, and they're not because they don't know how to win. And so maybe they'll get it done this weekend versus Arkansas.
Kansas State is this weekend too, which no one cares about. It's on TNT, by the way.
What's Kansas' record?
Kansas is 4-3, 2-2 in the Big 12.
All right, because remember Lance Leopold went there and was like, he's this guy got Kansas back on the map again, and some – the fan
what
base.
Map is that?
Yeah, right. Some fans have become a little upset because, you know, they were doing really well. But, again, you beat your in-state rival. That goes a long way.
TCU's at West Virginia. TCU's 5-2. They're not bad. Colorado is at Utah.
Oh, what's the spread in that game?
13.5, Utah.
Yeah, Utah. Colorado's playing not – they're not playing bad, but Utah's a good – tough loss to BYU last week in the Holy War, but that's a good program, and that's a big game for Dion on Saturday.
615-737-1025. Ryan, real quick, I got about 30 seconds. What you got?
Hey, I was wondering if these two names would be considered for the UT coaching baseball job, Kirk Schilling or Todd Helton?
No and no. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan. I've seen the Schilling stuff that I guess he's interested in it. What coaching experience does he have? Todd Helton, I do think, has been coaching a little bit at some level. But
he's helping hitting coach, helping, but he does not want to coach.
Yeah, I would say no.
And that's from a very good source that I know, that he likes what he's doing now. He likes his farm over there in East Tennessee. He's a big supporter of the program, doesn't want to do it. Schilling has no experience. It's great to throw your name out there. But, look, bring up Josh Elander.
Yeah, the assistant. Just do that.
And at 1:45, we're going to talk to Kobe Ginsberg. He's the head baseball coach at Lawson High School. He knows Tony Vitello really well. He knows Elander really well. And talk about the impact Vitello had and what's next for Tennessee, because he coaches travel ball teams in Middle Tennessee. So he knows all these coaches really, really well. We'll give us some good insight on what's happening in Knoxville and what should happen in Knoxville.
But coming up next, we're going to preview our Metro Schools Game of the Week presented by Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. It will be tomorrow night, coverage beginning at 6 o'clock. It's White House at Pearl Cone. We'll talk to both coaches coming up next here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. The season's winding down. The Metro Schools Game of the Week presented by Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers will be here on 102.5 The Game. The Game Blitz to follow after that. To talk more about that game, let's start with both head coaches. Bring in Coach Atlee Pond of White House. Coach, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. I know that Pearl Cone, not an easy place to play for you guys, for anybody. I mean, it's going to be a tough one tomorrow night, but how you feeling about this matchup as you come in 2-0 in the region?
Yes, sir. We're excited about it, man. One of the things that we preach to our kids is just to get better every week. And I feel like we've done a good job of that week in, week out, and we're excited about the opportunity.
Well, and you look at I always kind of like to, when I talk to coaches, look at the losses of what did you learn about your team and how they responded in those games when you're playing out of region. You had some tough opponents with Portland, Station Camp, White House Heritage, Westmoreland. What have you learned about your team, and then what have you liked in the last three games in which you've won?
Yeah, we've learned a lot about our kids, man. I think early in the season, it was all about just getting the right people in the right places. I feel like we've done a good job of that. But just, man, just the resilience of the kids, man. They never quit. They continue to fight. And that's been something that we've liked in recent weeks. But just, man, just the fight of the kids, I think, is the biggest thing, the attitude, the effort every single day.
Coach Pond at White House is on with the Chase and Big Joe show. Coach, when you turn on the tape at Pearl Cone, what stands out to you first?
Yeah, they definitely got athletes, man. They put athletes in space, and they try to make big plays. They're a good football team.
And they really, and they've been through the fire too. I mean, they've had a tough non-conference schedule. How do you approach a team like this when, you know, they're really good at almost every position when they put on the field?
Yeah, it ain't no different than any other week, man. You study the tape, you develop a game plan, and then you go execute on Friday night.
Yeah, what has your team done so? I know you're undefeated in region play, Coach. What has your team done so well that really makes you proud?
A lot of things, man. But like I said earlier, dude, it's just that resiliency, man, and just coming out every week and giving it everything they got, never quitting. There's been times this season where we've been down and we've had to come back, and we've done that. But like I said, our goal every week is just to get better, have a good week of practice, and go execute on Friday night.
So, you know, with this, the region, the way it's set up, I mean, you got a little bit of a bus ride to get to Pearl Cone. Does that change the Friday routine for you a little bit, knowing that the road trip's going to be a little longer?
Yeah, not really, not too bad. Like, we went to Glencliff this year, too, so it's going to be similar to that. So, we're going to do what we do.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. Good luck tomorrow night. We're looking forward to calling this game and being there to see it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, guys. BDP.
Coach Pond joining us from White House here on the program as they will take on Pearl Cone. And we bring in Coach Brunetti, Pearl Cone rolling right now. Coach, how you doing?
Doing fine.
I was just saying before we had you on that, you know, you look at your non-conference schedule and how tough that was. And the last time we talked to you, you were getting ready to take on Oakland. I don't think that score was truly indicative of how you guys played, but you've won four in a row since then. How much have you seen your team grow in the last four games?
I think that, I mean, the big thing is cutting down all the arrows and all the middle arrows and cutting our penalties down, you know. And that's what's been the biggest difference, you know.
What have you thought about the fight of your kids?
I think I saw fight all through the you know, first half of the season. I think only one game I was very disappointed, and that was the BGA game. And then we played Friday. Post-played Friday, and I guess we said I didn't, you know, waited for lightning to leave. It never did. And then we played the next day. I just don't think we had any fight for kids. That was the first time I saw us not really just compete. But the rest of the season-wise, I felt like we competed in four quarters.
Coach Brandy's on the phone with us. Coach, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine.
Yeah, Big Joe here, a big fan of yours. Remember the time when I got called, I gave you a penalty on the – I was shooting a game over there, and they called a penalty on me because I was on the field. And
yeah,
you remember that?
Yeah, I most definitely do. Yeah.
I felt so bad. I did nothing wrong, Coach. I did nothing wrong.
But I said, I appreciate y'all reaching out to me and talking to me.
No, that's good. Look, you got a region games. Look, your non-conference schedule, Chase just read that off. Boy, that was brutal. But these region games are so tough. White House is going to come there tomorrow night with one intention to beat you. When you look at White House, put them on tape, what stands out to you? Their coach we just had on talks about how they're resilient. They don't quit. They keep fighting and fighting. Do you see that when you put the tape on for White House?
Yeah. They play hard. They play hard. And they play hard. They play passionate. And you got to come play. I don't care who it is, you got to come play every week. I tell my kids, you got to come play every week. I said the bullseye's on your back. I mean, we are one of the state premier teams in the state. So and people's goal is to win that game and beat you every week. And so you cannot level down. You got to stay at your peak what you're playing at, and as well as you got to up your game even more when you get late in the season.
Yeah, isn't this fun, though? I mean, it's late season again. Your team is in the battle for region title. Playoffs are coming up. How much fun do you have? Coach, you've done this a long time. You won a state championship. You're one of the most successful high school football coaches this city has ever seen. How much fun are you having?
I have a lot of fun. I enjoy seeing the kids be successful. I enjoy seeing kids grow over the years. And when they become their opportunity to go to the next level. But I love to see them growing as men more than anything.
Coach Brunetti on the line with us. Coach, we're excited about tomorrow. I know it's going to be a great game. Thanks so much for doing this, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Most definitely. Y'all be safe. All right.
Tony Brunetti, Pearl Cone, joining us here on the program. They take on White House tomorrow night at Pearl Cone. We'll have coverage beginning for you 6 o'clock with the Game Blitz, and then 6:30 pregame for our Metro Schools Game of the Week presented by Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. I'm hyped for this game because I think it's going to be a good one.
It's funny how we're all connected. You know, Coach Brunetti played with the coach at Austin Peay. That's how I know Coach Brunetti.
Yeah.
I mean, so they're all connected. But listen, the job he's done at Pearl Cone, the guys he's graduated, the guys he's put into college, and what he's done over there should be talked about more, because I think he might be the most successful Metro coach win-wise of all time. If not, he's at the top, and that's just the job he's done over there at Pearl Cone.
Coming up next, who we got?
So we got Kobe Ginsberg, head coach at Lawson High School. They have a big golf tournament coming up, I want you guys to know about. And he also has a great relationship with Josh Elander and Tony Vitale in Knoxville. He can give some good insight about what Tennessee should do next for their next head coach. We'll talk to Coach Ginsberg coming up next.
We'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
All right, welcome back into the Chase and Big Joe Show, live at the Omni Nashville Hotel, downtown Nashville at Bar Lines. Nice crowd in here. Come by, say hi, hang out with us. Big news on Knoxville this week when Tony Vitello left to take the San Francisco Giants job. Joining us now is the head coach at Lawson High School, Kobe Ginsberg. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, Coach, how are we doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for the invite to the Omni.
You're welcome anytime. We're down here every every Friday from 2 to 5. Come down and say hi to us. We'll talk about Vitello in a moment, but you have a golf tournament coming on that I want to help you promote for your high school, for Lawson High School. It's Saturday, November 1st at Greystone. Tell us about the golf tournament. And then, Coach, tell us why this is important for your baseball program.
Yeah, it's our second annual golf tournament. We're at Lawson High School. Some people still haven't heard of it. We're the old Hillwood High School. It's the new high school out in Bellevue. But it's our fundraiser, our big fundraiser, one of two of the year that raises money for our program. It's at 8 o'clock at Greystone. It's going to be a great day. We got all kinds of goodie bags and prizes and a hole-in-one contest and all the things. But to answer the second part of your question, is because fundraising is how we survive as a program. Being a metro school, you know, and again, I always say this, it's not an indictment on the district, but like, they don't provide any financial support to any of the sports programs. So we are, for us to be able to survive, we have to fundraise and raise all the money to be able to exist as a program.
What's the website people can go for information on your golf tournament?
You go to LawsonBaseball.com, not www, just LawsonBaseball.com, and it'll send you a link. It'll link you right to the sign up page for our golf tournament. You can't play that day. We do have whole sponsorship opportunities for businesses that want to get their name out of supporting schools. And so all the information is on there at LawsonBaseball.com.
And I'm once again wearing the Lawson baseball hat. Thank you very much. Let me ask you real quick before we turn it over and ask about the stuff in Knoxville. So do you have to pay for baseballs?
Everything. I mean, baseballs, umpires, uniforms, grass seed, anything that we want to do as a program is all comes from our fundraising that we do on a yearly basis. You know, baseball this year, I think I just saw the latest prices for a dozen are $90 for 12 baseballs. I mean, uniforms, umpires are about $300 a game. And, you know, you play 30 games a year. And, you know, we probably run through 20, 25 dozen baseballs a year. So, I mean, do the math. It's not cheap, but you know, we want to give the kids the best opportunity to play in a top-notch program, and so we have to fundraise to be able to do that.
Again, LawsonBaseball.com, that's the website?
Yes, sir.
Kobe Ginsberg is with us. So, obviously, you know, we know your relationship with Coach Vitello. How'd you take the news that he is going to the majors, the first college head coach to make the direct jump to being a manager in Major League?
I mean, I was shocked, but I wasn't shocked. I mean, you know, I keep telling people, like, what is the downside for him doing this? Like, I mean, it's an opportunity. Everybody wants to get to the big leagues, you know, and so he has an opportunity to go be a manager in the big leagues. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, what's going to happen? He's going to come back to college, and every college in America is going to offer him a job, right? They're going to go after him to get him a job. So for him, he's chasing a dream. He's, you know, he's got some relationships. I know he and Buster Posey were really tight, and there's some former players that are on the Giants roster. So, you know, why not? You know, they always say leave a job better than you found it. And I think anybody can agree that he left Knoxville way better than he found it.
granted, the salaries of major league players are quite different from NIL money that some of these college guys are going to be getting.
Depends on how good you are in the big league.
Yeah, right. But some of the guys that he'll be dealing with. But do you think that may help a little bit of now he understands, you know, that aspect of things that has now seeped into the college game? Obviously a little bit different in the major leagues, but do you think that could help him?
For sure. I mean, like, he's been negotiating with athletes the last couple of years now that NIL's come in play. And, like, you know, it's obviously the money's a little different than in the big leagues. But, like, you know, to be able to, like, you know, and I don't know how much the contract negotiation is, but it's more like dealing with the egos of kids that are getting paid. And so I think that's probably prepared him a little bit. Like, you know, my only concern is that he doesn't have any pro ball experience, you know. And so, like, how do you relate to a guy who's making – you know, a nine-figure contract when you've never done it before? But, like, he has the personality to adapt to players. And, like, all the players that I know that played for me and also played for him absolutely loves playing for him because he let them be them. And I think that's going to be important for his success in the big leagues.
We're talking to Kobe Ginsberg, the head baseball coach at Lawson High School, his relationship with Tony Vitello. All right, I asked you about Josh Elander taking over, and you sent me a picture of him with your son. I was like, do you know him? And there's the picture. How well do you know him, and would he be the perfect fit, Kobe, to step up and take that job?
There is no doubt that he is the absolute only candidate to be the replacement for that job. Like, he is the guy that, you know, while Tony was the figurehead of the program, Josh is the guy that's doing all the work behind the scenes. He's a top-notch recruiter. Like, all the top recruits that came to Tennessee that are going to Tennessee are because of Josh Elander. Like, and on top of that, he was in charge of running the offense, the most prolific offense the last few years in college baseball. So, like, there's no doubt, and everybody that knows Josh Elander loves Josh Elander. There's not anybody that has anything bad to say about him. And so, like, I've talked to some players and former players, and everybody's on board that, like, he is no doubt the candidate to replace that. You know, his name has always been mentioned the last couple of years with big time jobs, and he's turned them down to stay in Knoxville because he's established a base there. He's got young kids there, and he, you know, with the thought that maybe Tony leaves one day and he takes over that job. And, like, he's a no brainer for that position.
You've coached some very, very, very successful travel ball programs that have won big time titles. So you dealt with Elander and Vitello on that level, and you talk about your guys that know him and played for him. They all just are 100%, right? Just love this guy?
No doubt. And I've talked to some of my former players the last couple of days that are all saying the same thing. Like, if you go on social media, you've seen them all kind of vouch for him. And, I mean, you follow the Balls Baseball Facebook page, and everybody's putting a picture of him and said, this is our guy. And so, you know, while I don't really understand the move they made as far as promoting Frank, I mean, I understand it that he was a head coach, you know, at Oklahoma State, and he has head coaching experience, so that they allowed Josh to interview for the job. That doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm not the one making the decision. I mean, like, 100%, he needs to be the next head coach in Tennessee.
Pretty rousing endorsement. Kobe, thank you again. The golf tournament, the website, LawsonBaseball.com. At November 1st, Greystone, and people need to sign up and support your program, because you just told us you're paying for everything. And you know me, man, I love you, and I just think that's so unfair, but that's just the way it is, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of those play the cards that you're dealt, and so we've accepted it, and you can either pout about it or you can go to work, and that's what we do. So we go to work, I mean, get our players involved in raising money, and our parents and our families and the community. And you know, we had a pretty good year last year, one game away from state, and you know, this year should be no different. So, like, we need the financial backing to make it happen. And speaking of that, I've seen you golf, Joe. Like, I didn't see you signed up yet.
Yeah, I've signed up. I'm bringing Chase with me, and we got two other guys. So, we're looking forward to this that day. Thank you.
We're gonna break some windows.
Which one is your A player out of that group? I don't know.
Well, his name is Larry Mize. He's pretty good, right? I just made that name up. So, anyway, LawsonBaseball.com. Kobe, as always, thank you, my man.
Appreciate you guys having me on. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Kobe Ginsberg from Lawson High School, and good insight there on the latest with Tennessee baseball. I still laugh at people that are mad at Danny White.
I didn't see the press conference.
Yeah, I didn't either, but
But he went off, and Tennessee fans aren't happy. And I don't. I need to go back and watch. I shouldn't add any content. I haven't watched it. I got home early this morning. Haven't seen it. But I need to watch. But Tennessee fans were irate at some of the things he said yesterday. But yep. Also, you know, this is a prime example. Kobe's talking about it. The ex-players are talking about it. Just promote the guys. You know what happens? They'll bring somebody else in.
Probably.
I mean, if all these ex-players are talking about it and the current players are talking about it and all these high school baseball coaches that know Josh Elander are saying that's the guy, then why not bring him up and do that? If they're all – that's a rousing endorsement from players and ex-players, then they'll go out and hire somebody else and wonder why it doesn't work. I just – don't be difficult on this, Danny. Hire the guy that should be qualified for the job and deserves the job.
615-737-1025. We'll have – more coming in the third hour. Chasing Big Joe live with the Omni, 102.5 The Game.